Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. River Action's Eddy Awards celebrate the people, the organizations that understand when faced with difficult times, know the challenges are not sent to destroy, they're sent to promote, increase, and strengthen. We will honor the following heroes, taking risks, taking charge, and walking that line between the known and the unknown at Fish and Fire, May 2nd, at the Bettendorf Waterfront Center. Faced with the constraints of movement of the bridge when creating a choreographed lighting display, Musco Lighting and the City of Muscatine successfully melded art, architecture, and music into perfect concert on the Beckley Bridge. It is part theater, part dance, part painting, but mostly just cool. They will receive the art award. Faced with unhappy gardens on her Benner Butterworth Parkway walks, Mary Lind enlisted volunteers and created the Garden Guardians program through Keep Moline Beautiful to revive 17 flower beds. She will receive a stewardship award. Faced with ignored flooded lands, Ducks Unlimited began investing in bottomland restoration, conservation easements, prairie pothole protection, and wetland restoration on the Mississippi. Duck Creek floodplain work will begin this year. They will receive the stewardship award. Faced with educating the public about bird extinction and its connection to climate change, Kelly McKay organized 1 to 2 day workshops with conservation boards in Iowa to train citizen scientists. To date, 1,086 new volunteers are collecting data. He will receive the Education Award. Faced with a desire to create a movie venue in their hometown, award-winning movie makers Scott Beck and Brian Woods spotted a former pawn shop in Davenport and turned it into a stunning theater, The Last Picture House. They will receive the Revitalization Award. Faced with the need for a healthier Quad Cities, the Quad City Health Initiative joined with Bi-State Regional Commission to promote the commission's website, qctrails.org. Now, through social media, more users are discovering the hundreds of miles of trails in the region. They will receive the River Activity Award. Faced with the difficult problems of building public transit in a place built for cars, Jeff Nelson, over 40 years as CEO of Metrolink, has built one of the most successful forward-thinking transit systems in the Midwest. He will receive the Special Recognition Award for leadership. Join us on May 2nd to celebrate with them. Go to riveraction.org to register.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK, sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.